My father was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's follicular lymphatic lymphoma, marginal zone, and unfortunately within 17 months in 2002, July 19th, passed away. I didn't know at the time I already had the same disease. And I'm glad in a way because I don't think any parent should hear that news. And I went to the doctors for 3 years complaining of the same old problems. Chest pains, nervousness, dry mouth, dry eyes, dry skin. My balance was all over the show. I itched like crazy. I was getting hot flushes and I'm normally a really cold person to touch and always complaining it's cold. And never really, the lumps never came into it and my weight never came into it. I've always been static and it was quite annoying. It literally got to the point where I got fed up of seeing all the different doctors. I had to make an appointment with a specific head doctor at my local doctor's and she said, Mrs. Hamilton, I'm not sending you a heart specialist again because you never go. I said, because I feel like a child. You know, you take your kid to the doctor, by the time he gets there, it's all the aches and pains, whatever they've gone for has gone away and you feel, uh-oh, I've wasted the time again. And this time I had a follicle under my underarm and I don't shave, I wax. And so I thought maybe this was because of waxing. Turned out too far up my arm and then alarm bells went off. She said, right, Mrs. Hamilton, you're going to have a cup of tea. She sent me another room. And half an hour later, she called me back and she said, I don't want to frighten you. This is Friday night. I want you to see a general surgeon basically tomorrow. And I phoned up my local Bupa Bushi Hospital. They were fantastic. I went in. Next thing I know, Tuesday, I was being operated on. And the news came back. They completely misdiagnosed me. They said I had Hodgkin's. Hodgkin's is a curable, in 90% of cases, it's a curable. All, unfortunately, illnesses you will have. People that will not conform. I don't conform. I should not be here by rights. The average person with non-Hodgkin's, which is what I've got, passes within 17 months. It's sometimes containable, very rarely curable.
How does it impact your life? Because regardless of how long you're able to live with it, presumably life is much different to what you expected it would be.
Yes. Unfortunately, living with cancer, anyone will tell you, I have to live day by day. Sometimes I don't drive for weeks on end. Other times I get in a car, I feel fine. My biggest fear is getting out in the car, going to visit a friend and finding out that I've got a wave of tiredness and I literally would not drive home because I don't feel safe. But also it impacts families in a lot of ways. I've got three children. One kid doesn't leave his room. The other one is aggressive to me. My daughter does it by burying her head in work. Me? I charted a charity to add to my other two jobs and I run on the hopes that it won't catch me up.
The message that you really want to share with people is that you can get absolutely terrible news, but that it shouldn't really affect how you feel about life day to day.
Oh, totally. I've always been a working mum. My father taught me at a young age, if you don't like what your parents are buying you, go outside, get a job, earn your own living. And with regards to any illness, I do believe your mental state does have a very large impact. I do not believe in giving in. I do not believe in giving up. And no matter how bad I feel, I carry on. My brother below me would call me a martyr. And it depends on how you analyse it. Me, it's my coping mechanism. But back in June, they gave me 3 years, no treatment. But when I was first diagnosed, I was told 6 years. And then when it came back a year, well, within 1 month, I was given 3 months. Nobody can play God. Nobody can put a timetable to it. It's growing. It's on the move. I'll deal with it as and when I have to deal with it.
You said yourself that you've been affected by it, which is to be expected. But I gather it's not made you make many decisions any differently to how you would have done day to day. You don't strike me as the sort of person that's allowed it to affect you any more than it's had to.
Yes and no. People complain that I don't finish my house off and I spend all my money on holidays. There is a reason. We are given one life to live. To waste it, with what I've gone through, I now understand why they say don't waste your life, kids. You have one life, live it to the full.